You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland's maintaining its safe position after the state recorded zero new local cases since the Greater Brisbane area went into lockdown last Friday. The three-day lockdown appears to have contained the highly contagious UK variant of COVID-19, with no new cases of community transmission reported since Friday. As a result, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced the city's lockdown is ending on Monday night, meaning residents in the council areas of Brisbane, Logan, Ipswich, Moreton Bay and Redlands will be able to leave their homes for any reason for the rest of the week. But Ms Palaszczuk says face masks will remain mandatory for 10 more days amid concerns over undetected cases in the region.
The reason why we did it and why we're continuing to wear our masks in those public areas is because this is a highly contagious strain. 70% more contagious, and we don't want to see that in our community. So, you know, people have made a big sacrifice over the last 3 days.
New South Wales has recorded 5 new local COVID-19 cases, including a man in his 40s who sought medical treatment at a Western Sydney Hospital emergency department and was diagnosed with the virus. 3 locally acquired cases were recorded in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Sunday. All are connected to the 26-person Baralla cluster. Another 2 were confirmed after the 8 p.m. cutoff. A man in his 40s who presented at Mount Druitt Hospital on Saturday with respiratory illness, along with one of his household contacts. The Mount Druitt case comes as New South Wales continues to chase up 2 Greater Sydney outbreaks. The 24-hour tally of 3 positive cases came from more than 18,000 tests, prompting fresh calls from Premier Gladys Berejiklian for an increase in testing numbers.
Our testing rates do dip over the weekend traditionally, but it's really, really important for us, especially over the next few weeks, to see those testing levels go up, even if it is on the weekend. Please don't hesitate to go to one of more than 300 places across the state where you can get tested. And if you have the mildest of symptoms, it is so important at this critical phase of fighting the pandemic that we keep those testing rates as high as possible.
And the Northern Territory government has revoked its coronavirus hotspot declaration of the Greater Brisbane area. That means anyone who travelled to the top end from Brisbane over the weekend will now be released from mandatory quarantine. The ACT has also lifted its quarantine requirements for people from Greater Brisbane. The hotspot declarations were made on Friday after a positive case of the UK variant of coronavirus was detected in Brisbane. Meanwhile, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says his state's border with Queensland will remain closed for now. He says his government will review its position on the hard border closure once COVID-19 measures ease in Greater Brisbane.
Brisbane is going to go through a further 10 days of restrictions, mask wearing, 4-square-metre rule, restrictions on the number of people attending sporting events and the like. So I wouldn't expect we'd take any action before Queensland is sure they don't have community spread of the virus. But at the end of that point in time, we'll get further health advice.
And Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria will reopen to people from regional New South Wales, with the government introducing what it's called a new traffic light system for interstate travel. The permit system, which designates regions in other parts of Australia as green, orange or red, depending on the coronavirus risk, will begin from 6 p.m. on Monday. The announcement comes as Victoria records no new local infections of COVID-19 after 18,660 tests. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed under the new system, regional New South Wales is classified as orange, with Brisbane and Sydney remaining a red zone.
There are substantial fines, a new penalty just under $5,000 if you turn up here without a permit, or if you turn up here and you should not be here. If you've not bothered to apply for one, or if you were rejected and then turned up, then you face that $5,000 fine. That is significant. Because we don't want a situation where people are not playing their part. Everybody has to play a part in this.
Meanwhile, South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says rolling out COVID-19 vaccines in Australia is a matter of balancing speed with safety, adding that Australia must not cut corners in the regulatory and approval processes. The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine will occur first in February, with the AstraZeneca vaccine to follow in March. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Chakamelos, SBS News.